Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. Tio Soriel, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. Tio Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O., Scott, Brad, phones are going crazy. We're going to try to go to the phones right now. Let's go to Terry from Mansfield. Good morning, Terry. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Real quick, my 14-year-old son, first year playing football, hurt his shoulder in practice, popped it out, came right back in right away, and he went to the doctor. They did the MRI, and there's a 1 to 2 millimeter tear in the
labrum.
Tear.
Labrum, yep.
And they're like surgery, and I'm thinking, well, there's another way, conservative way to do this.
Huh?
At least try to do this without doing surgery right away. I think he should work at it a little bit, and I want to know what your opinion is.
Hold on. So, okay, the question for you, Terry, is when were they talking about this surgery? Like now? Like
No, he tore it a month ago, and uh-huh. They're still trying to figure out what to do, and I think he should go through some therapy.
He hasn't done any therapy?
He's 14.
So let me say this. You know, it's a radio show, so disclaimer.
Sure.
If you were one of my patients and your son was 14 and he had a 1 to 2 millimeter labral tear with what we call a subluxation, which means it came in and out real
mm-hmm.
quick,
mm-hmm.
as opposed yeah. to a dislocation where it comes out and stays out, I can assure you we would not be talking about surgery. Because at 14, he has a good chance to heal that thing. And No.
Yeah.
Your gut is correct, and I am a little bit disturbed that that surgery was even entertained.
Yeah,
that even entertained. Better yet, recommended. So
the spine guy threw the penalty flag.
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
Even yeah. the spine guy threw the flag
what?
On that one.
And typically we get guys through the season. I mean, like,
we
get them through. We rehab them and yeah. get guys back. Like,
look, Terry, if we did surgery on every subluxation with a 2 millimeter labral tear, we'd be in the OR all day.
Even a dislocation, you yeah. don't do surgery.
That's what I'm saying. Even a dislocation.
Even a dislocation, you don't do surgery yeah. the first time. It's just for repeated yeah. dislocation.
And the good thing about 14 is that there's still healing potential.
Yeah. That they're 14.
You know, exactly, that they're 14.
That was what I thought, so.
No, you're right on line. Look, I hope that we were not irresponsible, but I tried to describe this as if you were my patient, this is what I would do, so.
That's why I called, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your honesty.
That's
so
great.
That's,
yeah.
I'll let you get on. I know there's a lot of people hanging, so thank you for your information.
Well, and look, and if you need... And if it's politically awkward and you need a second opinion, feel free to get one.
Yeah,
I mean, we're
sure.
happy to see you, but feel free to get one because it...
you'd be my third. You'd be the third opinion.
Oh, good. Well, okay, yeah. Nothing wrong with that either.
All right, thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
All right.
Was this week or did you talk about last week the home run celebration, the Dodger home run celebration?
We did not talk about that. Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
see? You saw I the did. Bellinger home run.
Yes.
And they did that thing where they slap elbows.
Yep.
And he subluxed his shoulder.
Yep. Yep.
And then they said, oh, I just popped it back in and went back and played next day.
Well, mm-hmm. here's the interesting thing. And I did see the video.
Uh-huh.
I assure you that wasn't the first time it subluxed.
Well, it sounded like he's yeah. just got a loose shoulder.
Yeah. And a lot of baseball players, they do have that issue where... Yeah.
He went out and hit a home run the next day.
Yeah.
By the way, it has no bearing on swinging. Like,
yeah.
if anything, it might affect his ability to throw, but it's not.
I think it's in his... non-dominant shoulder.
Oh, non-dominant? Oh.
Yeah, I think it was his right one, but he's a lefty.
Oh.
So it's his, and it's
fine.
A lead shoulder on a swing.
He'll be
catchy.
Fine.
Yeah, but so they went to kind of a gimme foot kind of thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
the foot.
You know, we're not.
The sports announcers had a field day with that, though.
Well, I mean, how many times have you seen in the NFL a post-touchdown celebration where the guys tear the ACL?
Yeah.
I mean, it. Yeah. It, so, we're not going to talk about the business of medicine this week. It's not a segment that's every single week, but
it's my favorite though.
It is. But Terry's question does bring up a business of medicine reference,
mm-hmm.
in that I notice in my practice a lot of the second opinions where surgery is being recommended perhaps prematurely,
mm-hmm.
prior to any attempts of non-surgical measures. And I think that that's unfortunate because it is a business of medicine issue rather than the right thing to do issue.
Mm.
And I talk about this with our fellows that we train at TBI. They're patients, not revenue sources.
Exactly. Mm.
And if you look at the next room you're walking into is a revenue source, then of course you're going to pick the treatment that has the highest revenue,
yeah.
Most of the time is surgery.
Look, the reality is if you do right and
yes.
you serve at a high level,
there'll be the path to your door.
That's it. Just do what's
do what's right. Right. Do what's right.
Do what's right.
You'll be fantastic.
Do the right
It'll
thing.
All work out.
And look, here's what's a bit disconcerting. It's not that surgery's wrong. It's just not the right time for it yet.
Yeah.
If you try option A, B, C, D, E, and F, and they're all failures, yeah, then we talk about it.
Yeah.
I learned a long time ago, and actually, I don't even want to get into the nuts and bolts, but I learned when I was a resident, at the VA, believe it or not. Scott and I were just referencing the VA a little while ago. I have a tremendous respect for surgical intervention because you always worry about the things you can't control. You worry about infections. You worry about blood clots. You worry about, you know, some people have reactions to anesthesia. And I'm a worrier by nature.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about these things. And, you know, there was an example of a case when I was a resident at the VA where the indication was correct. Everything was correct. And yet the patient had a complication. And it was an infection, so it wasn't a bad complication. But I felt like, wait, if only we didn't do the surgery, he wouldn't have had the infection. So my indications became more stringent.
Oh, yeah.
After that.
Yes.
And if you're a young buck, you know, you were talking to your fellows about doing the right thing and all that stuff. If they have not seen or if they have not learned that healthy respect for intervention.
Sure.
Then sometimes they're perhaps a bit more cavalier. Oh, yeah, let's go in there. Let's do that.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking about second opinions earlier, and one of the other second opinions I had this week was a condition that, you know, called spondylolisthesis, the slippage of a vertebrae, causes back pain, sometimes nerve issues. And it's one of probably the oldest conditions in spine surgery that we do surgery for.
Steve Nash.
Yeah. So
2-time MVP with spondylolisthesis.
So I had the conversation.
I did not break a HIPAA rule. I did not break a HIPAA rule because it was in the public domain.
Got it, Doc.
Got it.
Go ahead, Scott.
But anyway, so we had this conversation. And we were talking about the treatment for it. And I said, you know, this is something that we do surgery for, but it's my last choice.
Yeah. Right.
We do A,
yep.
then B,
yep.
then C. And then if you decide that you don't want to live with the pain, you can't live with the pain, or it's getting in the way of function, we'll talk about surgery. But you got to go through A, B, and C. It's not, you've got a condition I can do surgery on legitimately, but there's a time and a place, and you've got to try the other stuff because, frankly, most people with that condition don't have surgery.
Yeah, so we were talking about this offline about the fact that I had a patient who was told, hey, you need surgery after an X-ray, and just kind of looking at it, had some symptoms in the foot and ankle for a very short period of time. No anti-inflammatory, no orthotic, no injection, no anything had been entertained prior to. And so I asked the question just kind of anecdotally in all of our practices, what do you feel like on the, if you're seeing a second opinion on a patient who's saying, hey, I'm coming to see if I really need surgery because I've already been told I need surgery. We were like somewhere around 80, 90%
right.
Yeah. That don't need it,
right.
You know, that have been told. And so,
look, this is, if you're new to us, if you're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on the Ticket and you're part of the, hey, this is the third time I've ever heard these guys, and you're not part of the 769 times that we've said this before, you're going to pick up a pattern on this show. And the pattern is we have a sequence of doing the simplest and going to the most complex when it comes to treating. That said, there are occasions
for sure
where the most complex is the first thing you do.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, somebody tears a knee up and a nerve is damaged, et cetera, et cetera. We're going right to the OR, buddy.
Period.
You know, you're Dak and you've got an open ankle fracture dislocation. You're going right to the OR. We're not trying Advil.
We ain't doing physical therapy.
We're not. We're not
right out the gate.
We're going right to option D.
That's right.
But for most cases that we see, there is a sequence.
Yes.
And that's what we like to teach. Quick little break. Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Coming right back.